This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The agriculture sector of the U.S. economy grew 16.4% in 2013, the fastest rise since 1998. This sector accounts for forestry, fishing, and hunting, and farming, and made up 1.6% of the nation's total GDP last year. The federal government's recent estimates of state economic growth showed an increase in every state except Alaska due to declining oil production and the District of Columbia due to budget cuts in government spending. Last year marked the first year in the past 3 years that the agriculture sector did better than the overall U.S. economy. In a New York Times article, Mitch Morehart, an economist with the Agriculture Department, attributes much of this growth to rising prices for livestock and a recovery in production after the 2012 drought. While progress was apparent in 2013, he says this sector does not seem to be doing as well in 2014. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's generous supporters were key to the organization's success in 2013 in raising consumers' awareness of how farmers and ranchers do their best to feed, fuel, and clothe Americans and people around the world. Driven by the motto, Deeper Understanding, the foundation's work was defined by a spirit of meeting consumers where they are, whether teaching in a traditional classroom, using a tablet to access information, participating in a national discussion on technology, education, or learning through the lens of a different language. The White House recently issued a presidential memorandum on pollinators. The memorandum establishes a pollinator health task force chaired by the Secretary of Agriculture and the administrator of EPA. It calls for a number of activities, primarily by federal agencies, to foster greater pollinator health. Two activities of the particular interest to agriculture are the call to EPA to assess the effects of pesticides, including neonicotinoids, on bee and other pollinator health, and to take action, as appropriate, to protect pollinators. The memorandum also seeks to increase acreage and forage value of pollinator habitat on Conservation Reserve Program lands. AFBF participated in a White House summit earlier this year on the issue of pollinators and submitted a detailed list of recommendations to the White House. The Agriculture Department has announced $8 million in Conservation Reserve Program incentives for Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin farmers and ranchers who establish new habitats for declining honeybee populations. More than half of the commercially managed honeybees are in these five states during the summer. The announcement comes in addition to $3 million USDA designated to the Midwest states to support bee populations earlier this year through the Natural Resources Conservation Service Environmental Quality Incentives Program. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued its decision in Utility Air Regulatory Group v. Environmental Protection Agency regarding a challenge to EPA regulations applying Clean Air Act permitting requirements to stationary sources of greenhouse gases. The challenge was brought by the American Farm Bureau Federation and dozens of other industry groups. The court rejected two elements of the EPA rule and upheld one. On balance, the decision is a major loss for EPA on the key aspects of the rule challenged by AFBF. In particular, the court rejected EPA's assertion of authority to impose Clean Air Act requirements on sources based solely on their emissions of GHGs, which include gases such as carbon dioxide and methane. However, EPA can regulate emissions of GHGs from sources that are already subject to Clean Air Act permitting due to other non-GHG emissions. The House, in a 265-144 vote on Tuesday, passed a Commodity Futures Trading Commission reauthorization bill that would scale back rules for international derivative transactions, codify new futures customer protections, and change the agency's chain of command so that individual commissioners would have more of a say in hiring top staff. Farm Bureau supported the bipartisan legislation. In the past, international trade of organic products between the U.S. and other countries has been difficult because of the wide variations in international organic standards and certification requirements. However, according to a June 22 panel discussion at the 2014 Institute of Food Technologists Annual Meeting and Food Expo in New Orleans. Tremendous strides have been made in the development of organic trade agreements with other countries. The Agriculture Department has launched a $20 million program to control the nation's estimated 5 million feral hogs. Since 1982, feral swine have spread from 17 states to 39, costing the U.S. $1.5 billion annually, $800 million in farm damages alone. The program, which began in April, will utilize sodium nitrate, a bacon preservative, as a form of poison. USDA scientists have made this study a top priority and are working to solve challenges, including development of bait dispensers that are unavailable to other animals and getting the hogs a dose that is large enough to be lethal. Coming soon to a freezer aisle near you, balsamic vinegar ice cream, plus hot sauce ice cream, and maybe even tomato. You're seeing the same kinds of trends in ice cream that you're seeing in other foods, says Peggy Armstrong, spokeswoman for the International Dairy Foods Association. People are willing to experiment. In the tussle between U.S. farmers and big data purveyors, farmers are winning some control over details about crop and growing conditions on their land, but most data sellers are retaining ultimate say over how they can use the information that could be worth billions of dollars, began a recent Reuters article. The article noted that with companies planning to peddle precise crop production estimates, farmers are increasingly interested in a share of the value stream. Matt Erickson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, provided background information and comments for the article. Transparency is the golden rule of this data privacy conversation, said Erickson. The Fish and Wildlife Service has extended by 6 months the deadline on its decision regarding listing the northern long-eared bat as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. The extension follows congressional and public pressure for the FWS to address numerous unanswered questions regarding the species population and white nose syndrome, a disease that has killed millions of bats and poses the greatest threat to this species. As part of the six-month extension, the FWS is reopening the public comment period on the listing proposal for 60 days and seeks input from stakeholders. Of particular note to agriculture is the FWS assertion of possible cumulative effects to the species from other natural or man-made factors, specifically the application of pesticides. Farm Bureau is urging FWS not list the bat at this time. Awards for the top communications specialists were presented during the American Farm Bureau Federation's 2014 Strategic Policy, Advocacy, Resources, and Communications Conference held June 17th through 19th in Kansas City, Missouri. Pennsylvania, Illinois, Iowa, and Texas took home the most awards, including awards of excellence in news, print media, social media, and audio-video. The Agriculture Department has expanded its school lunch pilot program by contracting with Chobani and Upstate Niagara Cooperative to supply yogurt to public schools across selected states. The program was expanded to 12 states after $300,000 and 200,000 pounds worth of Greek yogurt was consumed by schools participating in an initial three-month pilot. Starting in August, Chobani will supply Greek yogurt to seven states, while Upstate Niagara Cooperative will provide it to schools in Arizona. The pilot program will continue through the end of June 2015. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.